This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. International Women's Day is being celebrated today. It is a day when women are recognized for their achievements across national, ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic or political boundaries. The theme of International Women's Day 2025 is For All Women and Girls, Rights, Equality, Empowerment. This year's theme calls for action to unlock equal rights, power and opportunities for all and an inclusive future where no one is left behind. Ministry of Women and Child Development is holding a national-level conference at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the conference. A high-level panel discussion will follow the inaugural session. Three technical sessions will be organized, bringing together renowned women leaders from different walks of life. A unique digital media and interactive zone will showcase contributions of women in shaping a progressive India through real-time discussions, multimedia exhibits and storytelling initiatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Navsari district of Gujarat today to attend the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Vansi Borsi. Mr. Modi will disburse 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to more than 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. More than 1 lakh Lakhpati Didis from Navsari, Valsad and Dang districts will be present at the event. Recently, Prime Minister encouraged women across India to share their inspiring life journeys on the Namo app open forum ahead of the International Women's Day. As a special initiative, Mr. Modi announced that selected women would take over his social media accounts on the 8th of March to amplify their voices and experiences. This initiative aims to celebrate women's contributions and inspire others by showcasing their journey of empowerment, perseverance, and success. Akashvani News is celebrating International Women's Day today in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women newsreaders for 24 hours. All 45 main and hourly bulletins, as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi, are being read by women newsreaders. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms during the daytime today will also be handled by all women staff of the News Services Division of Akashvani. A special panel discussion program will also be broadcast from 9:15 p.m. to 10 p.m. today on International Women's Day by Akashvani News. The Election Commission has said that it will address the decades-long issue of duplicate electors' photo identity card numbers within the next 3 months. In a statement yesterday, the Commission said that it has decided to resolve this long-pending issue after detailed discussions within the technical teams and concerned CEOs in the next 3 months, ensuring a unique national EPIC number for existing electors having duplicate EPIC numbers. The Commission had already taken cognizance of the issue of the duplicate EPIC numbers. The government has notified that nearly 225 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions were carried out last month. The Ministry of Electronics and IT in a statement has said that around 43 crore eKYC transactions were made in February this year, marking 14% yearly growth. The ministry added that by the end of February this year, the total number of Aadhaar authentication transactions crossed over 14,000 crores, while total eKYC transactions have gone beyond 2,000 crores. Aadhaar face authentication transactions continue to get good traction, as around 13 crore Aadhaar face authentication transactions were carried out last month. United Nations Migration Agency has said that at least two people have died and 186 others are missing after four boats carrying migrants from Africa capsized overnight in waters off Yemen and Djibouti. Spokesperson of International Organization for Migration Mission Tamim Elian said the majority of those on board were believed to be Ethiopian migrants and five were thought to be Yemeni crew members. At least 57 from both boats were women. In chess, 18-year-old Indian Grandmaster Pranav Venkatesh dominated the FIDE World Junior Championship 2025 to claim the title in Montenegro last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.